From political horse races, we turn now to an actual horse race, the Preakness, and an upset victory this evening by Bernardini. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us now. Hi there, Tom.
Hi, Debbie.
Some drama at Pimlico tonight. All eyes were on the Kentucky Derby winner, Barbaro, but he didn't even make it around the track.
No, quite a bizarre and shocking Preakness race tonight. The strangeness began even before the race started when Barbaro, the odds-on favorite, broke through the barrier even before the gates had opened, and they had to bring Barbaro back and load him up. And then the race started, and not 10 seconds into the race, Edgar Prado, the jockey for Barbaro, pulled him up and stopped him, and the replays showed it was quite a horrifying scene. It looked like Barbaro took a misstep, and his right hind leg, it was his right hind ankle, and it was flopping around. That doesn't, bode well for Barbaro. And the track veterinarian was calling it a serious injury. Barbaro was loaded into an equine ambulance and then taken to his stall, where he'll have a splint put on. He'll have to be tranquilized and be x-rayed. The track veterinarian was asked about the severity of it. He did say it was a serious injury, as I said. It probably will be career-ending. The interviewer asked, is it life-threatening? The track vet said that he doesn't want to speculate on that, but said probably not life-threatening. So a stunning end. I mean, when people were talking about this horse as a possible Triple Crown winner, one person even likened Barbaro to Secretariat, the great Triple Crown horse from 1973.
Is there any indication of how he was injured? Did it have anything to do with breaking through the gate early on?
We don't know, and we don't know at this point. And as I said, it looked like a misstep. I mean, these tracks are in good shape. It's hard to say what happened. It appeared to happen when he was in the pack early on, as everyone was trying to jockey for position, and that's when he appeared to take the misstep. And Edgar Prado very smartly pulled him up. He's such a veteran jockey, and he knows his stuff. And he knew that stopping Barbaro as quickly as possible was definitely key.
But it could end his career.
Yeah, the track vet was quoted as saying that it is probably career ending. So just like that, it can be a brutal sport like that. I mean, I think people don't understand just how they see how powerful these thoroughbreds are, but they're also fragile. And this is what happened today.
Briefly today, Tom, I think we also have to update folks on a little baseball news.
We do, and it's really hard to come around on this. Barry Bonds finally hit his 714th home run. We've been waiting for this since May 7th. Barry Bonds has been in a home run hitting drought since then, but today against the Oakland Athletics, in the second inning, he finally did it and hit his 714th home run. That ties Babe Ruth for second on the all-time home run list. And as I said, for a guy who a few years ago was hitting a home run about every 8 at-bats, this was considered a home run drought. And so there is a sense today of finally he did it.
Thanks so much, NPR's Tom Goldman.
You're welcome, Debbie.